Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening over other devices, and later on recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath, January 22nd, 2022. It's really brisk and very cold outside. I hope you have better weather in your neck of the wood. I hope you can see also the presentation in the room well. This is our lesson 348, chapter 73, entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. This is our part four. Our opening song to our tiny talks is entitled, Anywhere with Jesus, can be found in the hymn 508. And our dear brother Gray will be the one to share it with us.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go, anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him dearest joys would fade, anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over dreary ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I can go to sleep when the gloomy shadows round about me creep. Knowing I shall waken nevermore to roam, anywhere with Jesus will be home, sweet home. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know, anywhere with Jesus I can safely go.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little ones, by the help of their mommy or their elder siblings, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, God.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Nice and loud.
Thank you, God, for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect the Sabbath day.
Please protect the word that we're about to learn.
Please protect the word that we're about to learn.
Please protect everyone here.
I know, Mommy. Please protect everyone here.
In Jesus' name.
I know, Mommy. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's story time for a precious little tiny tap lesson. Let's have a listening ears, dear ones, as our dear brother share our book, The Story of Jesus. But this is a new chapter, chapter 2, entitled Jesus Presented in the Temple. And our dear brother Gray will be the one to narrate it.
Okay, good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. And guess what we're going to read about today? Jesus presented at the temple. Joseph and Mary were Judeans. They lived in Judea and followed the customs of their nation. When Jesus was 6 years old, they brought him to 6 weeks old, excuse me. They brought him to the Lord in the temple at Jerusalem. This was according to the law which God had given to Israel, and Jesus was to be obedient in all things. So God's own son, the Prince of Heaven, by his example teaches that we should obey. Only the firstborn son of each family was thus presented at the temple. This ceremony was to keep in memory an event that had taken place long before. When the children of Israel were slaves in Egypt, the Lord sent Moses to set them free. He bade, or told, Moses to go to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say, "Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay, or kill, thy son, even thy firstborn." And that was quite a choice he had to make. Moses carried this message to the king, but Pharaoh answered, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." Exodus 5:2. Then the Lord sent fearful plagues upon the Egyptians. The last of these plagues was the slaying, or the killing, of the firstborn son of every family, from that of the king to the lowest in the land. The garbage collector's oldest son died too. The Lord told Moses that every family of the Israelites must kill a lamb and put some of the blood upon the doorposts of their dwellings, of their houses. This was a sign that the angel of death might pass over the houses of the Israelites and destroy none but the proud and cruel Egyptians. This blood of the Passover represented to the Jews the blood of Jesus, of Christ. For in due time, God would give his dear son to be slain or killed as the lamb had been slain, so that all who should believe in him might be saved from everlasting death. Christ is called our Passover, 1 Corinthians 5:7. By his blood, through faith, we are redeemed, Ephesians 1:7. And that's from the story of Jesus, page 17 and 18. Thank you for listening. Now back to Rose.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will review our part one of our lesson entitled Jesus Presented in the Temple. And that will be taking place January 29, 2022. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. This is the time for a Tiny Tap parent and children to learn their precious lesson in God's creation through nature. And we will continue our part two of our water topic. So let's have a listening ears, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to share the water of life part two, wisdom from above.
Hello.
Sabbath blessings, Sister Shaka.
Blessings and hello to everybody. Congratulations. Good.
Welcome, and we are so glad that you are here with us. God bless you, sister.
Thank you.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. We hear today's readings about water, how helpful it is. Nature, helpful water. In the beginning, there was water on the earth. On the second day of creation, the scriptures saw this. And God said, "Let there be a firmament or space in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day, Genesis 1:6-8. The waters which were above the firmament are thought to refer to water vapor. The creation of light on the first day after the creation of water could have caused some of the water to turn to vapor. Next, God spoke, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so, Genesis 1:9. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called these seas. And God saw that it was good. Genesis 1:10. In obedience, the water took its place that it might serve as Zacharias took his place to serve at the temple. God made the water, then he placed it where it would be most helpful. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Psalm 95:5. To him that searched out the earth above, the waters for his mercy endure forever. Psalm 136:6. The water has a work to do. An angel was given the work of bringing the message that a baby would be born. The baby John would take a special place. In obedience, he would become the forerunner of, or to go before, Christ to prepare the way of the water of life on this earth. Zacharias and Elizabeth had a work to do to prepare this child to be obedient to God. Water was divided into water on the earth and in the sky. So Jesus, the water of life, would divide his ministry between the earth and the sky. First, he would come to the earth to show his love for man by dying on the cross. Then he would rise like the water vapor and ascend into heaven, where he would present the prayers of his children, but Zacharias presented the prayers of Israel. John was to prepare the way for Christ to come and live on earth. We are to prepare the way for Christ to come in the sky. Your parents also have a work to do to teach you obedience to God, that you may help to prepare the way for Christ to come. As light, which has heat in it, causes the water to go up in a vapor, so the light of God's love causes our prayers to ascend like Zechariah. Some of the different forms of vaporized water are clouds, fog, and steam. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. Psalm 135:7.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So little ones, if you see water, either in streams, in lakes, even when you're washing the dishes, or helping your mama mop in the household, or even throwing water to the garden, just remember what the water represents. And I hope that you will bless. And just remember, little ones, anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Our opening song is a hymn entitled, I Am Thy, O Lord, also known as Draw Me Nearer. It could be found in the hymn 306. If anyone of the dear remnant would like to be able to share the hymn with us, and the room for the edification of our Savior, you can unmute your mic to do so. I am Thy, O Lord, I have heard Thy voice, and it's all Thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to Thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side.
Consecrate me now to Thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. May my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in Thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the precious bleeding side.
Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before Thy throne I spend. draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. Our section here is to be able to ask any one of our guests, families, mommies and daddies, or even the little ones to open the family section with prayer. If you would like to be able to open the section with prayer, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so.
Thank you. This is Abbott, everybody. Thank you, God, for this morning. Please protect the word that we're about to learn. Please protect my girl. Please protect everybody I know here. Please protect TT. And please protect whoever's sick that couldn't come to the Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled, "Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled," in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
John. Chapter 14.
Verse 16.
Go ahead.
And I will
pray
the
Father,
and he
shall
give you
another
comforter that he
may abide
with here
you
for
ever. Amen. Go ahead, touch on.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Even the Spirit.
John chapter 14.
John chapter 14.
Verse 17.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Kalea.
John.
Chapter 14.
Verse 18. I will not leave you
Comfortless.
I will come to you.
Good job. Amen.
John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
Philippians 1:29. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake.
Revelations. Revelations. Nice and loud, Emma. Chapter 1, verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead.
And
behold,
I am alive
forevermore.
Forevermore.
Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. And of death, sorry.
And of death.
Thank you, Emma.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 668 through 669. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are joining us. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 668. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 668. As Christ lived the law in humanity, so we may do if we will take hold of the strength, take hold of the strong for strength. But we are not to place the responsibility of our duty upon others and wait for them to tell us what to do. We cannot depend for counsel upon humanity. The Lord will teach us our duty just as willingly as he will teach somebody else. Next slide, please. Continuing. If we come to him in faith, he will speak his mysteries to us personally. Our hearts will often burn within us as one draws nigh to commune with him, to commune with us as he did with Enoch. Those who decide to do nothing in any line that, that will displease God will know after presenting their case before him just what course to pursue, and they will receive not only wisdom but strength. The slide. My eyes are not very good, so I can't read that as somebody else.
It's okay. Bless your heart. Faith. What is faith? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And continuing, we know that wisdom is coming from above. On the next slide, if any one of the dear remnant family would like to continue on the next slide, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Continuing, power for obedience, for service, will be imparted to them as Christ has promised. Whatever was given to Christ, the all things to supply the needs of fallen men was given to him as the head and representative of humanity. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 3:22, Desire of Ages, page 668, paragraph 4. Oh, on the side, it says, and the words that I command you today shall be on your heart. Deuteronomy 6:6. Amen.
Amen. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 145, verses 14, 18, and 19 from the King James Version. Taken from Scripture Singer Song section, Promises of Memory Verse CD.
The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. also will hear their cry and will see them. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The Lord upholdeth all that fall. Psalm 145, 14, 18, and 19.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that beautiful promise. We are in the Desired Ages, page 668 still. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Before offering himself as a sacrificial victim, Christ sought for the most essential and complete gift to bestow upon his followers. A gift that will bring within their reach the boundless resource of grace. I will pray the Father, he said. And on the side it says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go away, the Comforter will come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. John 16:7. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 668, continuing, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but ye know him, for he dwells with you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. John 14:16, 18, margin. Desire of Ages, page 668, paragraph 5.
Continuing the reading. Desire of Ages, page 669, paragraph 1. Before this, the Spirit had been in the world from the very beginning of the work of redemption. He had been moving up a man's heart, but while Christ was on earth, the disciples had desired no other helper. Not until they were deprived of his presence would they feel their need of the Spirit, and then he would come. And that is Desire of Ages, page 669, paragraph 1. And on this slide, it gives us Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God, and he said, and then also it gives us Psalm 101, verse 9, King James Version. He sent redemption unto his people. He had commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all of those dear brethren that are just coming in. Let us learn another beautiful scripture, Song of Promise. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 18. And this will be sung in a cappella. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Amen. We are still in the desired ages, but this is page 669. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Holy Spirit.
Go ahead.
Thank you. The Holy Spirit is Christ's representative, but divested of the personality of humanity and independent thereof. Cumbered with humanity, Christ could not be in every place personally. Therefore, it was for their interest that he should go to the Father and send the Spirit to be his successor on earth. No one could then have any advantage because of his location or his personal contact with Christ. By the Spirit, the Savior would be accessible to all. In this sense, he would be nearer to them than if he had not ascended on high. From Desire of Ages, page 669, paragraph 2. Thank you, Sister Grace.
Continuing the reading. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Jesus read the future of his disciples. He saw one brought to the scaffold, one to the cross, one to exile among the lonely rocks of the sea, others to persecution and death. He encouraged them with the promise that in every trial he would be with them. The promise has lost none of its force. And before I continue on the next slide, it shows the pictures of Andrew, and Andrew was brought to the scaffold. Peter was brought to the cross. John was exiled among the lonely rocks of the sea, and others, the persecution, and death, like James. And there's a scripture from Romans chapter 8, verse 38 through 39, King James Version. It says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And continuing on the next slide.
Continuing. The Lord knows all about his faithful servants who for his sake are lying in prison or who are banishing to lonely islands. He comforts them with his own presence. When for the truth's sake the believers stand at the bar of unrighteous tribunals, Christ stands by his side. All the reproaches that fall upon him fell upon Christ. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 669, continue. Christ is condemned over again in the person of his disciples. When one is incarcerated in prison walls, Christ lavishes the heart with his love. When one suffers death for his sake, Christ says, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death." Revelation 1:18. The life that is sacrificed for me is preserved unto eternal glory. Desire of Ages, page 669, paragraph 2. And on the sides on the top of the church says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." 2 Timothy 3:12, King James Version. And on the bottom picture says, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." Revelation 1:18, King James Version.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture psalm together, dear ones, from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 through 39, from the King James Version. This psalm was also taken from the scripture song singer, but in the section, God's Love, our memory verse CD. And Sabbath blessings, Sister Joan.
Oh, happy Sabbath, Sister Joan. Hello.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress? Or persecution or famine? Or nakedness or peril?
Amen. May you keep this beautiful promise in your life and wherever you go. Dear Remnant family, boys and girls and guests, we are going to reserve the sixth question. And if there's any other question besides that one, especially if it needs any research, you could send it beforehand. Either Thursday or Friday is the latest. Well, dear ones, we have come to the end of our family and also our tiny talk lesson. Next week, we will be reviewing part 4 of our lesson entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. So just remember, dear ones, if you want to be able to ask any other question besides number 4, we have part 1, 2, and 3, you can be able to send it beforehand. If any one of the precious family would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. Father, we thank you for all the beautiful lessons that you have given us. We thank you for the little ones that are participated and their parents as well. May these lessons be a blessing to their life. As we continue on the Sabbath and all on the other sections, we pray for your blessing continuously. And we pray for the blessing upon the speaker. Be with us. May everything that we do and say may be to your honor and glory. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For those family that are joining us for the first time, if you are interested to receive the projects to be emailed to you, you can be able to send me a private text with your information. And also another announcement, we have also created a guideline to each one of the slides that the children may be able to go in deeper with their family. If you would like to be able to receive it as well, you can also send your email, or you can even forward an email to our dear brother Bob, that he can be able to send it as well, so we can help as much as we can. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, dear one, we're going to have our part 2 review of chapter 73 entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, part 4, and that will be held. Do I have that date properly? Just a minute. Let me make sure that my date is. Okay. That will be held, dear ones. That is a typo. It cannot be that far. It will be held January 29th. 2022. I will update it and resend it as well. Leaving this beautiful scripture here, one from 1 Thessalonians 5:23, King James Version. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, and may the Holy Spirit be upon us to be able to help and know what we should do from here forth. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.